Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition, the happier happy hour rolling into it. And you can always be a part, 844-967-2789. See you, Andy. You're first in the queue. Get in line behind Andy. We'll get to you shortly. And Don, there's, you know, some big legislative pieces that are still on the docket between here and the midterms. The first one passed the House yesterday. We acknowledge the fact that 47 Republicans voted to basically at least acknowledge current marriages if there was an overturning by the U.S. Supreme Court. And Clarence Thomas showed the appetite to overturn the ruling that legalized same-sex marriage. So the Democrats move forward, every single one in unison, proud of the party.
Yes, well done.
And 47 Republicans joined them.
Also, well done.
The only one from the state of Wisconsin, he should be acknowledged, Brian Stile, first CD. Every other Wisconsin Republican, though, doesn't what? Think you have the right to your marriage. They only have the right to their Christian heterosexual marriage, excluding Glenn Grothman, confirmed bachelor. Living in Ma's basement.
Which, of course, is not in the Constitution. And as of last night, when this came, the vote came in, and you know, we posted up on the social medias, there wasn't a whole lot of response from at least the local Republicans as to what the motivation was. But I'm starting to see from some of them, also from others like Marco Rubio, oh, it's just a waste of time. You know, this, and even Mitt Romney apparently thinks that, well, this isn't really going to happen. You know, there's no concern for some of these Republicans that the Supreme Court would do the same thing to Obergefell that they did to Roe v. Wade, even though Mr. Ginny Thomas showed his hand at the time. So it's they're hiding behind this. It doesn't really matter.
Well, of course they're hiding.
Well, of course they're hiding, because what they really don't want is what? Gay people getting married. What they really don't want is gay people. Or LGBTQ people, you know, they're not down for that. They don't think that you people, you LGBTQ and your supporters, that you do not deserve the rights that they claim that they should have and themselves alone. And that's just terrible.
The bill still has to go through the U.S. Senate. And the latest I've read, Dom, there are about four Republicans of conscience, senators, that have acknowledged they're going to vote for this. I believe Lisa Murkowski, I don't want to mischaracterize it.
Yeah, she was one of them, yes.
You know, throw any of these other Republicans in supporting same-sex marriage. The other one I actually took some modest heart from, Joni Ernst, who had served in the U.S. military. She claims, I got a lot of friends that are in same-sex marriages. So she's a maybe. I got to read it, but maybe. Ernst is a maybe. That'd be about five. And I would point out also, Mitt Romney, when he was the governor in, you know, it's hard to remember. He used to be an Eastern governor before he moved out and became a senator from Utah. And his father, of course, was the governor of Michigan. But he was the governor of the state of Massachusetts. And when Mitt Romney was the governor, Mitt Romney was opposed to rights being extended to same-sex marriage couples. And relented and changed his mind after meeting with LGBTQ families. And his statement at the time, at least as it's been reported, is, I didn't know they had families. I didn't know they needed these legal protections. And there are those that would lobby the government and say, it only makes logical sense. So when you see the hedge from a guy like Mitt Romney now, Mitt Romney, chief executive of the state of Massachusetts, did the right thing by the people there. It's not a waste of time, Mitt. It's people's lives. And you could codify it right now. These Republicans, if a few Republicans of conscience do the right thing, what a great step for the country. And you know what's coming before the House tomorrow, Dom? Also a tip of the cap to the fact that Clarence Thomas is a wackadoo and is willing to overturn anything. Well, they need to codify people's right to contraception.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Because that's a right extended by the Constitution in a Supreme Court case that Clarence Thomas wants to go revisit. So, anyways, that vote's going to happen in the House tomorrow. I mean, look at guys like Matt Gaetz. Don't tell me, Matt, that you aren't pro birth control. You know what I'm saying?
No, you know, some of the discussion has been, well, these are show votes. You know, the Republicans think that this is just a waste of time. They don't think that the, you know, they're not concerned that this, you know, super conservative Supreme Court's going to follow through on the threat that Clarence Thomas.
That's what
gave.
They said about Roe.
Right. So do you consider these? Are these show votes? Are these valid votes? Or are these for just for show?
I thought they were going to be. And I tell you what, if I were Lisa Murkowski, if I were a reasonable Republican, you know, so many of these Republicans, it's not that they don't like gay people. They got gay friends. They got gay relatives. There are gay people amongst us. They live in our society. We all know gay people, even Republicans. So what are they doing? They're living a false front, their political front, so they can appeal to the Christian conservatives that is so much part of their base. And even most of the Christian conservatives, if held down, would admit, oh, I got no big problem with gay people. You know, just don't kiss me or whatever their thing is. But ultimately, this is all about preserving the base that is the Christian conservatives. They don't believe it, not the vast majority of them. You know, maybe the Glenn Grothman who, you know, I've known Glenn for some period of time, and he's acknowledged me. I saw him at the airport most recently, and, you know, Dommy's been on the show. But a lifelong bachelor, Glenn, if you believe your Bible, Glenn, you've never had sex with anyone.
Well, that'd be a sin, right?
Well, it would be a sin if Glenn were to have actually perpetrated any sort of sex, because he's not married. And I don't care if Glenn Grothman's gay or closeted, or, you know, if he's the one that Andre Jack's so worried about with the horses. I don't care who Glenn is. You know, I don't think the horse consents, Glenn, but just say, I don't care what you do. But
in your personal lives.
In your personal life, but don't legislate other people's personal lives.
Well, that's exactly what they do, and I do take it, because I think, to some regard, yes, of course, Republicans are gay. I mean, there's gay people are all over the place.
Lindsey Graham may be gay, I'm just saying.
This is not new, right? So if you're a quote-unquote reasonable Republican, and you know that this is the case, but you're willing to set that aside, you're willing to say for the sake of white Christian nationalist votes that gay people should not be afforded the same rights as everybody else because you want a vote. I don't care what you believe, what your vote is what matters. The vote determines what the law of the land is. Your belief is absolutely irrelevant. If you're going to vote that way, you may as well believe it, because that is what's going to happen. So there's no shield for that for me.
No, I'm not trying to offer them a shield.
No, I'm not suggesting that you are.
I'm saying it's worse, because it's not even, I don't even think in the vast majority of their cases, it's a heartfelt conviction predicated on their faith in Christianity. I think it is a political calculation, a tip of the hat of the white nationalist Christian side of that party that props them up. And Donald Trump had
white Christianity. I mean, my butt, it's bigotry, man. Because I don't see them passing laws saying that you can't mix your linens and your wools, right? I don't see them passing laws that say you can't eat shellfish or bacon. You know what I'm saying? Those are in the Bible, but those aren't. That's not coming up from the Republicans. It's not about Christianity. It's about legitimizing their bigotry. That's what it's about. They don't like gay people, period. And they don't want gay people to have the same rights as they do. It's not about the Bible, because there'll be a whole lot of other stupid laws based on the stupid Bible.
But what I would say, Dom, is when this vote first came before the House, the same-sex marriage vote, I was surprised by 47 Republicans. That started to be a significant part of their whole caucus. I mean, there's about 218 of them, something like that. And 47 of them voted for this measure. And there should be no reason why this hits the House floor, why Chuck Grassley can't chaperone this through the Senate, through a filibuster vote, and codify this in the law with the signature of Joe Biden. I might even see a little hope for America were that the case. But let's say it doesn't happen in the case of same-sex marriage because of all the other things we just mentioned. Now let's get to birth control. That's going to hit the House floor tomorrow. And what, Republicans are going to vote against your right to birth control? You're not allowed to have an abortion, and you're not allowed to prevent the abortion. Let's see how they vote.
Yes, because
if
why?
If we cannot codify that through the U.S. Senate, I mean, I think, and that's what we talked about yesterday, the gut punch Paul Waldman talked about in the Washington Post, the Democratic plan, messaging plan, to follow it up with a gut punch. If this is what they believe, make them pay the price. Callers, hold tight. We'll get to you. You're being patient, especially you, Andy. You're first, then Randy, and then whoever lines up next at 844-967-2789. There's got to be a price to pay. Don't you think, Tom? I can't be the only one that feels this way.
No, and I think we need to continually punch them in the gut and everybody, because, again, you're going to justify your bigotry based on your mythology. It doesn't make you a better person. There's all sorts of things in the mythology that you can make laws about that none of you follow that are in the same book as Man Shall Not Lay with Man. Leviticus, I believe, and I'm not the Christian here. So, no, it's a scam. And while certainly we could acknowledge a few Republicans that weren't totally bigots, there's 157 of them that think that human beings do not have equal rights, and they're down to vote against it. And they should all be kicked their asses out of Congress.
And that's people that already are married. Come back, more devils.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.